The book took a premillennial view of eschatology, which has become the standard for many evangelical churches. Let me explain. Eschatology is the study of the end times. Now, before you zone out with the theology of prophecy about the end of the world, I will start with the punchline. The end of time is in the hands of God, who loves us and wants the best for us. That is the basis of Christian hope and the basis of our interpretation of Scripture. Any reading of Scripture that portrays God in a different light is contrary to the nature of God we understand through God's revelation to us of God's self through Jesus Christ, who demonstrated ultimate love for us by dying for us. That's the punchline. The rest derives from that understanding. Different views of eschatology, views of what Scripture says about the end times, have been classified by some scholars based on views of the millennium, which is a 1,000-year period of time. The scriptural basis for this discussion is Revelation 20. The first few verses say this: "Then I saw an angel coming down from the heavens, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain. And in his hand, he took hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer, until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time." Now, this mention of a 1,000-year period of time, like much of Scripture, is taken literally by some to refer to a time which will happen in the future and will happen before the final judgment. This view is called premillennialism and includes the idea that believers will be raptured, that is, caught up into the sky to meet Christ when he comes. Now, today's scripture has often been used by those who espouse a theory of premillennialism and rapture to describe what happens during the rapture. A series of books called the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins were fictional accounts of the author's views of what would happen during this time period in history to come. Note that the emphasis on those who are left behind is a clue that the story centers on fear rather than love. If we say our interpreting principle for Scripture is the love of God, we should be clued in that an eschatology that emphasizes fear and those left behind is questionable. Scripture says, love casts out fear. But don't take my word for it. Jesus himself cast doubts on those who take a literal approach to this scripture. He says that himself, that he himself does not know the time that these events will take place. Quote, "But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor